Exclusive Dale Wilcox, Democrats Using Sanctuary Cities to Import Voters as Their Voter Base Shrinks. By John Binder on August 17, 2022. Democrats are using sanctuary cities to import voters via legal immigration as their existing voter base shrinks. Immigration Reform Law Institute, IRLI, Executive Director Dale Wilcox says. In an exclusive interview with SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Daily, Wilcox detailed the findings of Early's top 10 list of the nation's most dangerous sanctuary cities that protect and shield criminal illegal aliens from arrest and deportation. Despite Democrats claiming sanctuary cities are necessary to ensure illegal aliens call the police when they witness crimes, Wilcox said their real goal is a permanent political majority in Washington, D.C. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Dale Wilcox, August 16, 2022. There's a reason for sanctuary cities, Wilcox said. The number one reason, one day, they're hoping to get amnesty for these folks. They are trying to beef up their voter base. It's about political power. This is about potential future voters. And Democrats have seen, because of their lunatic ideas and policies, their base shrink and so they have to import voters, Wilcox continued. Statistics show that 70% of immigrants vote Democrat, so it's a long game, but they have successfully flipped states. Wilcox noted that Democrats successfully flipped Virginia through this route and are now looking to do it all over the country. It's not for the reasons that they publicly state, it's absolutely about power. They're trying to import voters, Wilcox said. They're in desperate need of voters, you can see what the end game is here. Growing the nation's foreign-born population, specifically through illegal immigration, is vital to electoral politicking for Democrats, as research has consistently shown that the larger a region's foreign-born population, the more likely that region is to vote for Democrats over Republicans. In 2019, for example, The Atlantic's Ronald Brownstein found that nearly 90% of House congressional districts with a foreign-born population above the national average are won by Democrats. This means every congressional district with a foreign-born population exceeding 15% has a 90% chance of electing Democrats and only a 10% chance of electing a Republican. The Washington Post, The New York Times, The Atlantic, Axios, The Los Angeles Times, and The Wall Street Journal have all admitted that rapid demographic changes spurred by mass immigration are tilting the nation toward a permanent Democrat political majority. The single biggest threat to Republicans' long-term viability is demographics, Axios acknowledged in 2019. The numbers simply do not lie. There's not a single demographic megatrend that favors Republicans. Already, the U.S. has the most generous immigration system in the world, expected to bring in 15 million new foreign-born voters by 2042. About 8 million of those voters will have arrived entirely due to the process known as chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.